Erich in Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, the last Perek Bez Hashem of the Masechet is going to deal with the second half of the dinim that we had in Parshas Behar that we started discussing, which is the selling of fields. The Ester Chuzza before we spoke about being Magdish Ester Chuzza. The Geula, the Pedia, Aydehu, Aydeh Acherim. Now we're going to speak about Mechira Sodois with Mechira Batim with Ari Halavim. These are auxiliary dinim that have to do with value and a quasi-Hegdish, even though it's not really Hegdish, but it's in the Parsha of Kedusha Sakarkois of Eretz Yisrael, the Hamshach of the Parsha of Shemitah and Yovel. Some of the dinim over here are totally in Yovel, and that's why it's put in this context. Hamoicha esodeu b'shas ha-Yovel. If somebody sells his field, b'shas Yovel is noyeg. When is shas Yovel noyeg? We spoke out in the beginning of the 8th Perek, Pashtus, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, up until the time when all of the Aseres HaShvatim were in Eretz Yisrael. There's a question after Shevet Reuven, God, and Chatzis Shevet Menashe were taken into Golus by Sanhedrin, whether that brought the end of Kedushas Haaretz L'gabei Yovel, or whether that was only when the rest of the Aseres HaShvatim were Niglah. Vinishvi b'shas ha'yovel is a din of moiches adeu and imutil legal pochas mishdei shonim. If somebody sells his field and it has to be a field which is a steh chuzah, he can't be goyel less than 2 years from the time of the mechir. That means he can't sell it and buy it back right away. It has to be in the hands of the lekeh a certain amount of time. The pasuk speaks it out. Shenema, b'mispa shnei tvuis im kalok. He's selling it to you, lavi yedeh, that the person who buys it has it at least for the time frame of shnei tvuis. Shnei tvuis means 2 crops, which is a way of saying 2 years. Interesting that the pasuk spoke it out that way. The point is that he should have some value, some usage of the field. This pasuk is really a hemshech of the psukim that speak out that when he sells a steh achuz, when Reuven sells a steh achuz to Shimon, the field will revert back to Reuven b'shas yoivul. Pasuk speaks out. B'mispah shon ma'achah yoivul, tikne me'es ha'misach, you can buy the field. B'mispah shnei tevu is yimkaloch. You can buy the field for the years until yoivul, but the minimal amount that the sale will be a sale is shnei tevuos. And the value of the field will be kafir the years until Yovel. Now the Mishnah says, Hoysa, one of those 2 years, Shnas Shidofen V'Yerokin, it was a year where there was drought, it was a year where there was other problems with the crops. Kitzur, you never got a crop out of those 2 years. There were windstorms. Oishvi is one of the 2 years with Shemitah. Remember that Yovel has 7 cycles of Shemitah. Ain't there 11 Aminyan? It's not one of the 2 years. The Torah says that it has to be b'yad ha'koyne shnei tvois. The reason why the Torah says not 2 years, but shnei tvois, is it has to be 2 years that are roi to give off a crop. However, noro, in the times of Chazal, when the processes of renewing the potency of the field, fertility of the field, was to leave the field fallow. Either he made charisha, and he didn't plant it, that's Noro. Hoivira means he left it completely empty in order to give it a rest. That's his business. The field itself was a sort of roi letvua. Imagine, let's say, somebody sold chofe el. The field is full of peris. Crops that grew that hadn't been harvested yet. He'll be able, lamaisa, to have benefit of 3 tvuos before it can be brought back. That means, the shnei tvuos is memaita year that's not roi l'tvua. However, in this type of case, where there's a full crop, and it was sold to the leker, and he quickly harvests a crop, and then he plants again, he's going to actually benefit 3 times, because it's not going to be less than 2 years. Crop that he's going to have. Mishnah Beis, a hemshech. Mechoro l'rishin b'mona. Reuven took his ste'achuza and he sold it to Shimon for a mona, for 100. U'mocha harishin l'sheni b'mosayim. Shimon sold it to Levi b'mosayim. The field went up in values. He got it for a cheap price. Now he sold it for the real price. Eni mechashev elem harishin. Reuven to be goyel the field back, which he has a right to after two crops. He has a right to buy that field back from not only Shimon, from Levi, whoever buys it. Whoever buys it only bought it that the field should be with the schuz geula of the owner. That's the din of ester chuzah. So Meli has a right to buy it back. Not only that, he has a right to buy it back lefi the money that he spent. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, lo ish ashemoch aloi. The Pasuk says, the way to do, b'chishar, shneimim kori, the Pasuk says, to make the cheshbin, b'heshev is ha'idiv, you give back the leftover money, lo ish ashemoch aloi, to the one who sold him the field, lefi that value. However, mechor l'rishim b'masayim. Let's say Reuven had sold to Shimon the field. For masayim, mechor l'rishim l'sheni b'monah, the field was now sold for a lot cheaper. Shimon sold to Levi b'monah. So now he could buy it back from Levi at the price of a monah. Eini mechashev ele mo'achroin. He only has to reckon with the last. Shenema lo'ish. And lo'ish asher b'soicho. So obviously it's the stirim sukim. So Chazal HaMiyashiv, the Stirim Sukim, that it works in the favor of the Goyel. The Rambam brings from the Gemara, Barichas, how do you know Darshan L'Kula? Maybe go L'Chumra, maybe it goes L'Chumra both ways. The Gemara learns out that there's a concept of Geula from Eved Ivri, and by Eved Ivri also, Yecheshbin, the way of reckoning the Eved Ivri buying himself off, also L'Kula, the Rambam brings Darichus Dvarim. Agabarim, that's the Gzeh HaKosuv. Another Chelik of the Gzeh HaKosuv, that means that this is not a simple buyout option. It's exists a custom in which the Torah imposes the right of him, so to speak, to be mevatel the sale. The way to be mevatel the sale is by buying it back. It was only sold at Yovel, now you can buy it back even before Yovel. Now the Torah, the Mishnah, puts down the exists a custom of the certain pratim. He can't stam wheel and deal in order to raise money, in order to be goyel. The geula has to be done when he is now back on his feet, and he has his own money specifically to finance the buying back of this field. And the Mishnah says, Lo yimka b'rochok v'yuka b'korov. He's not allowed to sell, or rather, we won't allow the geula. Nobody can stop him from selling the field. He can sell a field that he has. He lives in Yerushalayim, and he has a steh chuz. Well, in Yerushalayim, there's no steh chuz, but let's say he lives in Yehuda, and he has a stechuza in Yehuda, and he yashened also, whatever it is, familial connections, a nachla in Shevet Binyamin. And he wants to, being that he lives in Yehuda, he wants to be able to sell off his property in Binyamin and be poida, be goyel, a field that he sold because he was down and out in Yehuda. He can't do that. It has to be money that he finances for the buying back of this field. Another example, Berov Yigal B'Yofa. He sold the field, and now napshat that he has money. He wants to sell off a bad field in order to be goyel a good field that he put on the market. Lo Yilvi is not allowed to borrow money to finance Vigal. With that, he'll be goyel. Lo Yigal HaGatzon can't buy back piecemeal. Ubehegdish Mutte Bekulon. All these things, if there was a Magdish Steachuzo, you don't have any of these Gzesakosos. He can buy back when he wants, finance the buying back, the Geula, however he wants, and however much of the original Hegdish he wants. Zechayim mi behedit mi behegdish.